My name is Keith. I'm a senior at Nimitz High School in Irving. I've always lived in a Christian home, but I can't say I've always been a Christian. Actually, for a long time, I didn't want to be Christian. This was because of the types of Christians that I saw in my household. I grew up with an abusive drug addict father, a parent that had children out of wedlock, and a hypocritical people that lived around me that said they were godly one day, but were completely worldly and sinful the next. All these people claimed to be Christians, but I never saw any truth in it. With so many bad examples, I guess I never really got what it meant to be a Christian. My distrust in Christianity left me without a desire to seek God and trying to find my place in who I was as a person. I did everything I could do to prove myself in the world that I was strong, but inside I was weak. By age 12, I found myself in a pit of depression and started to cut. I'd use various sharp objects throughout the house, like box cutters and small switchblades, to cut along my arms and legs. I found temporary pleasure in cutting because it was my escape. I felt like it was my only way out. I needed something to distract me from the fact that my father had died and that my mother was struggling and my life was far from the perfect life that I wanted. My mother started to notice that something was wrong. I would isolate myself from family, friends, and other activities. She soon began to question me about what I was feeling. She found out that my words weren't enough explanation for her, so she tried to get me help with counselors. As I explained my life to the counselor made me feel like everything was my fault. I began to feel that I was blamed for everything and that no one can help me. I felt that there was no escape and there was no hope, so I quit the sessions. Here I am, 12 years of age, giving up on life and not caring if I lived or died. That was about to change. I'll never forget the moment where things started to change in my life. One day, I was walking around my neighborhood, and I saw this older white guy that came up to me and said what I was doing. I was really weirded out by this guy, walking with two other kids in the dark of night and asking me questions. He told me his name was Avery Davis, and he explained to me that the other guys were involved in a small group with Watermark Church. They invited me to be a part of it. Soon, "What's your name?" became to, "You should come join us." And eventually turned to, "We are in this together. Whether we fall or not, we're picking each other up." Avery became my small group leader, along with two other leaders named Ryan and Ike. After that night, I started meeting with this group every week. We would talk about God, the Bible, and my life. My small group leaders and peers in my small group helped me realize that it was time to mature and throw away my old ways. To really be honest, I was sick of living the way I was anyways. I was tired of the temporary pleasure of blades. I was sick of isolation. I was in need of more. I was in need of Christ. But for a long time, I still didn't feel like I was close to God. One of the things that had the biggest impact on my life was that the leaders never stopped showing love for us. They were consistent in being there for us week after week. Their faithfulness taught me that there has to be a God and that God is love. My leaders and the way that they lived around me helped me get a true visual of what it looked like to be a follower of Christ. I learned from them that the cross of Jesus is the bridge that makes a way for us to have a relationship with God. Believing in Jesus Christ and accepting God's unconditional love helped me find forgiveness and a fresh start. I started looking to my leaders when I needed shoes to walk in, because the ones I was wearing before were not pleasing to God. After putting my faith in Christ, it seemed like things were starting to get better. I felt great. I felt like I was moving past depression and cutting. I was opening up to my small group and letting them help me. I was involved in leadership in my community over in West Dallas, and I was serving more here at Watermark with junior high kids at Wake and preschool kids at Starting Blocks. Then out of nowhere, life hit me again. On May 25th, 2015, I got a phone call telling me that my little brother had drowned and wasn't coming back. My whole life shook before my eyes. That was my baby brother, my closest brother, my blood. I blame God for not continuing his life. I blame myself for not being a good big brother. Worst of all, I shout out all the people that cared for me, my leaders, my mom, my friends, and most importantly, God. I went back to my ways for a while and started cutting again. The darkness continued until I got a text with a Bible verse from my friend Oscar. It was Romans 5:3-5 that read, "More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that the suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. But God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. This spoke truth directly into what I was going through. I learned that life hurts sometimes, that life isn't ever going to be perfect. I learned that God is working even in our suffering. I realized that God was using trials to make me stronger, and I began to feel hope like I never did before. In Romans 12:2, it said, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." I took that truth to heart. It was time for me to be transformed. I promised myself to never put another blade to my arm. God wouldn't want that. My brother wouldn't want that. My father wouldn't want that. And I now did not want that for myself. Now when I'm struggling with things, I pray and go to my small group, because they will be there for me to remind me of the truth when I feel my faith is shaky. God has really taught me through the difficult times in my life, and I believe that there's more teaching to come. No matter what happens, I will continue to follow Him because I believe that He is good and that He has a plan for my life. If you're going through something, don't lose hope. Life is hard, but God has a purpose for all of your struggles. I want to encourage you to turn to God and God's people. God used some of the people at this church to set me back on the right path, and I now can see and do the same for you. Thanks for letting me share my story.